Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Well, welcome to another episode of What's New in History. The future's a mystery, but what's new in history? This is Bernie. I'm recording from Scranton, Pennsylvania, with our co-host today, Dan Horning.
Hi, Bernie.
Hello, Dan. Dan is, where are you, Dan?
I'm in Stockholm, Sweden, and currently that's the correct side to be on of the Atlantic, because you have these Canadian forest fires.
Yeah.
And they can't reach us.
No, they're coming right to Scranton, Pennsylvania. New York City and Scranton, Pennsylvania. The other couple of days was like looked like Mars in New York, and Scranton was like an apocalypse. So, yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah. But that's how the 2020s have been. When somebody does a podcast 1,000 years from now on the decade at a time, the 2020s will be like all the plagues.
Okay, so what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about AI. AI for archaeologists. And it's pretty cool. I like AI. I've been like trying to learn it more and more. I will have you know I did not use AI for any of these episodes that I'm recording right now. So this is all me and Dan. But and it's our actual voice. But I have three separate articles here we're going to talk about. And so this is different kinds of AI for archaeologists. And it's exciting, I think. Because a lot of, I think, this archaeological work is, you know, really just tedious and, you know, not so much fun. So the first one is, these are all from artnet.com. It's a good website. It has all different kind of archaeological stuff on it. And so this first one is talking about how they're using AI to translate ancient cuneiform. So a lot of this stuff happens in Israel too. So there are these scholars at Tel Aviv University and Ariel University in Israel. They're using artificial intelligence to translate the fragments of these texts on stone tablets into English with they say it's a high degree of accuracy. They call the project, quote, another major step toward the preservation and dissemination of the cultural heritage of Mesopotamia.
I think we said in an early episode that there are at least 6 million untranslated tablets.
Pieces, I think. Yeah, maybe like six million.
Pieces.
Yeah, pieces, and they have to put them together, too. We're going to talk about another a little bit, how they're starting to put that stuff together, too. Yeah, it says they found thousands and thousands. No, they found hundreds of thousands of texts in the last 200 years, and it's written in Sumerian or Akkadian. And there's a vast majority of them still remain untranslated just because there's so many and there's just a small number of people who could actually read them. And, you know, they're fragmentary. And so cuneiform texts are
polyvalent, right? Polyvalent, which means that they are confusing. It means that there's a lot of ways you could say it. There's a lot of ways it could be meant, so it's not straightforward all the time. Even the names of people and places can be written as complex sentences. So, you know, instead of saying like Dan Horning, it'd be like Dan, you know, all these things, and two words can mean the same thing. So anyway, it's complicated. And he says, first, let me state that we believe that AI will not replace philological work, which is that kind of translating, said Luis Sainz of the Digital Labs in Israel. He's one of the authors of the study. He said, we just want to speed up the process. Our hope is that AI will eventually be able to help both Assyriologists and non-Assyriologists read cuneiform texts in the future. I mean, yeah, doing this research and stuff, there's a lot of lay people like me and Dan that like to read this stuff. I would definitely like to have access to that. And this is just the latest example, because we're going to talk about a couple other ones. University of Kentucky researchers have an AI system to read scrolls from Pompeii. And there's also, they're working on a robot. We're going to talk about that, to like literally put together things out of shards. So,
wow.
Right? The last part of this article, he says, quote, there are, of course, limitations to the model. The lack of context makes ancient languages difficult to translate, since we only have fragments of text. Fragments with only one or two lines are extremely difficult to work with for AI. The future will require more tools to digitize data, publish some papers in order to keep training the model and improve the results. Also, a user-friendly web-based platform for the public is important.
That's cool. I mean, it's probably like a lot of they'll maybe democratize it too, you know, like we have all this stuff, apply the AI to it. So, yeah.
Sounds great.
I think it sounds great too. It's amazing how we're just going to like, we might have to redo some of our podcasts.
Yeah, we might learn a lot more about the Assyrian Empire.
Seriously, I just thought, like, what if we find something out? It's like completely different than what we said. Well, we'll come back and tell you, right?
We will.
We will. So yeah, there's another one. So like I said, there's, I told you I'll tell you about more. And this is actually a contest that you can actually get a hold of this. If anybody wants to know, I'll put it in the notes. Maybe you can win this. You can win $250,000 if you're able to assist this superpowered AI in deciphering ancient damaged scrolls. So, here's the deal. There's a cache of scrolls that were found in 1752, but they're still rolled up. So a team led by the University of Kentucky computer scientist Brent Seals is offering $250,000 to anyone who can, you know, figure out what's on these things, and they'll give you the AI. So he's the lead researcher on a project that developed an AI system, you know, machine learning, and it was trained to identify ink on charred rolls. So using high-resolution X-ray images, the AI can spot the written letters and symbols on these fire-damaged text. And you don't have to open the fragile scrolls. I'll put the link. You'll see the scrolls are like, I can't even believe how they can do this. They're like rolled up and they're like scanned through them. So for this challenge, it's called the Vesuvius Challenge Contest, and you'll have access to the 3D X-ray images of the scrolls and also the software that holds the key, you know, to find out what's in there. So they want to share the technology. He says, quote, we've shown how to read the ink of Herculaneum, Seals told The Guardian. That gives us the opportunity to reveal 50, 70, maybe even 80% of the entire collection. We've built the boat. Now we want everybody to get on and sail it with us. Herculaneum is the city next to Mount Vesuvius too. There's a two of them. They discovered these in 1752 near the Bay of Naples. And they said this home that they found them in may have belonged to Julius Caesar's father-in-law, Lucius Calpurnius Piso Sesonius. You know much about him. I bet you know everything about him, right?
Yeah, but let's save that for later.
Yeah, we'll save that for another time. So yeah, so for hundreds of years, they don't want to unfold them. So now if it goes according to plan, They'll be able to read these texts. Some are probably in Greek and some are probably in Latin. They've done this before. They've made some similar breakthroughs, like not with these Roman things. They were able to read 300-year-old delicately folded letters with paper locks. That's like a way you can make a thing. My friend who's a podcast group with this Secret Scholar, she makes them. It's amazing. If you ever check out her YouTube channel.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Anyway, Secret Scholar, it's called. So within the library, they've already identified some Greek letters and symbols on the scrolls using infrared technology, and they started to decipher the text. So this contest focuses on two intact scrolls from Le Institut de France. And for training purposes, you can also, and the entrants can also analyze images of three tiny papyrus fragments where the ink is already visible. So you kind of have to know how to use AI, too, I guess, to win the $250,000. Here's what there is, though. There's 14,000 ultra-high-res TIFF images of both scrolls. Each individual centimeter is captured in about 1,250 scans. They use this. I don't know if anybody knows what these are. It's a diamond light source particle accelerator at a resolution of 8 micrometers. I guess that's high-res.
That should do it.
I guess you, yeah.
Yes.
So it must be a huge file, right? 14,000 ultra high res TIFF images. That's got to be huge files. So the first, it's a $150,000 prize, and you have to be the first to read the four passages of text in the scroll. And then the contest runs through the end of the year, and then you can win an additional $100,000 if you detect ink on the 3D scans. And the last quote is, "A human cannot pick this out with their eye," Seal said. "The ink fills in the gaps that otherwise create a waffle-like pattern on the papyrus fibers. The pattern gets coated and filled in, and I think that subtle changes is what's being learned." So, like, yeah, you can't even see it. It takes a computer to, like, figure it out.
Well, that would be very useful if it works.
I think so. I mean, I'm working on an episode for about LIDAR and ground penetrating radar, and yeah, this stuff is really amazing. I think I really wouldn't be so high. We have to hold on, keep this podcast going for another 50 years. Because we're going to, I mean, even 10, Dan, seriously, we're going to start finding out some stuff. We really might have to go back and do some edits or, you know.
Yeah, let's do it.
Addendums. Yeah. All right. You want to hear one more that they're doing with AI? This one is super cool to me, right? Because this is like AI together with a robot. I don't think it's ready yet. They're just making it. This is from February 2023, and it's a new machine. It's called Repair, and it can figure out how, like, really old fresco shards fit together, and it even has robotic arms to assemble them. Repair stands for Reconstructing the Past, Artificial Intelligence and Robotics Meet Cultural Heritage is the name of the project. Let me say that again. Reconstructing the Past, Artificial Intelligence and Robotics Meet Cultural Heritage. It's funded by a grant from the European Union. According to the website, its goal is to develop a groundbreaking technology to virtually eliminate one of the most labor-intensive and frustrating steps in archaeological research, namely the physical reconstruction of shattered artworks. So in other words, this technology is, you know, designed to solve these really complex puzzles, and the pieces may be like broken, faded, dispersed, all missing altogether. It's not like one puzzle. It's like a 400 puzzles all mixed together with missing pieces, and nobody actually, you know, set them up so it would work. And so it could analyze all the different fragments of, say, like a really old Roman vase and figure out how they fit together. And then with the pair of robotic arms, it could reassemble them. Quote, "We wanted to save archaeologists precious time that they waste on assembling fragments, which sometimes takes years and sometimes never exceeds," one of the finding scientists told the paper. So, again, back to Pompeii, one of the first projects is a pair of 2,000-year-old frescoes from Pompeii, and that's from 79 AD. So there's tens of thousands of the pieces of fragments of these frescoes that were excavated from there, from, you know, in the volcanic ash. And they've determined that it's virtually impossible for humans to put these together. So they've sat – so for these shards have remained in a warehouse for decades. And the team, they include experts from the University of Venice and from universities in Israel, the Italian Institute of Technology, and some other organizations. So they're in the process of training the software's AI by feeding it 3D scanned images of individual shards and then previously reconstructed clusters for it to analyze, you know, so it like sees this is what they look like and this is what they look like together. So from here, the program is going to begin to rate each piece based on its size, shape, illustration as pairs. I guess it'll put pairs together. Oh, I see. Yeah. So like if it gets two together, then you get two, it gets two together. Oh, that's clever. That's how you build a puzzle, right?
Yeah.
This is great. This part, I love the way he says this. He's quoting this. "If all goes as planned, Repair will eventually be able to tackle meticulous projects almost entirely on its own, from scanning to assembly. Our goal is to let the archaeologists return from the excavation site in the evening, toss all the fragments on the table, and the next morning receive the complete vessel after the robot has put it together overnight." Imagine. Well, I don't know. I've messed with some AI pictures. Like, you give it this vase, it comes back like, "What the hell is that?"
Well, Mount Vesuvius erupted in 79 BC.
Yeah.
And then 2,100 years later, AI came to Pompeii.
Put it back together.
And now maybe we'll learn a lot.
You know what else I might be able to do? Put Humpty Dumpty back together.
Yeah, that should be the next step after this.
Yeah. I think AI puts Humpty Dumpty back together. All the kings and horses and all the king's men couldn't, but AI could.
All the king's AIs and all the king's robots.
Seriously, though, I mean, I think that's amazing. It really is. But as I'm going through it, like now I'm wondering, like, is this like BS? Like, that sounds so difficult to make. I mean, I could see them doing the scan part to say where we go together, but the actual arms and putting them together, wow.
And that would be a test of robotics for sure.
Amazing. So they say humans will still play a part of the process, of course. Quote, "The computer will present intermediate results to us as necessary and will ask to consult with the human expert, who will determine whether the result is good or whether the computer will have to be adjusted to help put it in the right directions. People have always built machines to help them, and our project, autonomous machines, will be helped by people." This reminds me, too, of when I was in – it just reminded me when I was in college, when I had my class on Alexander the Great, the teacher told us about – they had like the I think King Philip the Great's like necklaces and stuff. And he told us about this Greek guy who – he was like an expert at putting this stuff together. But he was like real dramatic, I guess. He would have all these like emotional problems in his life. Like he would be –
like breaking up with his girlfriend and stuff. So they would just put him in a room with this, like, all these fragments, and that's what would calm him down. He would just, you know, he was like a savant that he could put this stuff together. You know, but that's like one guy. This is like computers that can really start doing stuff. Sometimes I feel like that guy at work. Just send Bernie in his room and let him do it. But yeah, and that's what I have on that.
Very good. I bet AI can be used for a lot of other history stuff as well quite soon.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Like even like these, like, well, there's a good chance that on our China, when we do the episode on China in the 560s, I may use a little bit of AI to help organize it. So
sounds good.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's an episode of What's New in History. Check out our Facebook page. Check out our Patreon. And these episodes, by the way, are for our Patreons are free, right, Dan?
Yes, that's true.
That's right.
You only pay for the regular episodes on Patreon.
That's right.
Which we appreciate a lot.
A very lot. Check out our Facebook. Like I said, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/fanofhistory. A couple bucks an episode really help us out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll catch you next time. Hopefully it won't be so smoky.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. It probably won't be smoky by the time you guys hear this. God, I hope not.
If Canadian forests are burning for the entire summer, that would be bad.
They said it could be, actually. Could be. Oh, well. It's the year without a sun. We'll do a podcast on that next year.
The fires of 2023.
Yeah, we'll do that next year. All right. Well, we'll catch you next time. Make sure you check out for our regular Fan of History episodes and or What's New in History. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Thank you, Bernie.
All right. Cheers.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider supporting us on Patreon, patreon.com/fanofhistory. Just a dollar an episode would help us out. Thanks, and see you next time.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.